From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the only man to make Janet Yellen raise her interest rate. Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Great to see you. Great to be here with you. We are proud of the show we have prepared for you today. Of course, we're going to be talking about Wednesday's Republican presidential debate, which fortunately for us just ended minutes ago. But later on, we'll be talking to Mr. Tom Ricketts. He is the owner and the CEO of the Chicago Cubs. We're going to talk to him about how in just a few years, he took a team of lovable losers and transformed them into a group of lovable people who don't lose quite so much. We here have a championship to celebrate every week, so why not give it a try? The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Steve Barrios from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Doing well, sir, doing well.
Well, and what do you do there in Baton Rouge?
I am a world history teacher at an all-girls private school here in Baton Rouge.
Yes. And you never thought you'd be calling and writing to us, but the most amazing thing... I'm sorry, that's a terrible joke. And how do you find that work?
Oh, I love it. It's a great job. I've been there for about 8 years now. I mean, I get to talk history and play with technology all day. It's a fantastic job.
Well, Steve, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, as a writer and performer, it's Mr. Peter Gross.
Hello. How are you?
Next, it's the woman who writes the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, appearing in the Chicago Tribune. It's Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Steve.
And making his debut on our panel, we're pleased to welcome a comedian who will be performing at the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio, on September 24th through the 27th. It's Mr. Adam Burke. So, you, of course, are going to start us off, Steve, with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations in the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain just two of them. We give you a mulligan on one of them.
Okay.
Do that, and you will win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Here, Steve, is your first quote.
If I were sitting at home and watching this, I would be inclined to turn it off.
That was a quote from one of the participants in what big television event on Wednesday night?
Got to be the Republican debate.
It was. That was John Kasich, who was on stage expressing his opinion. The second GOP primary debate was held in the Ronald Reagan Library right next to Reagan's old Air Force One. That is why CNN had record ratings for the debate. People tuned in so excited because they thought that after months and months of promotion, CNN had finally found that missing plane.
And wasn't, like, Bernie Sanders live-tweeting it, and he finally just gave up?
Bernie Sanders tried to live-tweet it and then just fell asleep with his cup of milk.
But don't you think with the airplane in the background, didn't that make it look like some sort of giant game show? Like, that was the prize at the back?
Yeah. Like, if that was it, nobody would have left the stage. If the prize was you can win Reagan's plane, they would have all.
Right. Now, everybody tuned in, I think, anyway, to see Donald Trump. And the first thing Trump said... when given the chance, the question was whether or not he could be trusted with the nuclear codes. He said, quote, well, first of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage.
I know, I love that.
As the first thing out of his mouth. He's not running for president. He's running for Don Rickles.
Yeah. No, he was. And actually, I stayed up and stayed through all 3 hours because I was enjoying that beautiful chemistry, really, between Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina. It was like, I was like, get a room, you two.
Get a room already.
Get a room.
It was like, it's like the Sam and Diane of Republican
politics. Yeah, really.
It is, we will agree with the other Republicans that it is a concern about Donald Trump getting his hands on nuclear weapons. On the other hand, in the case of a Trump presidency, a nuclear holocaust is really our best option. Here, Steve, we'll move on to more important things. Here is your next quote.
Not every moment is a good moment.
That was Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, talking about why his company, Facebook, is going to debut what?
Dislike.
Yes, the dislike button.
with a dislike button to go with the famous like button. Finally, Facebook will allow us to express all two emotions human beings have. It's a little late for this. I mean, YouTube has a dislike option in the comments. Tinder has swipe left. Etsy just has the sad reminder that you're spending your time on Etsy.
Etsy has, like, cat sweaters or something.
Yes, I know. Yeah. This is really big news because up until now, you really have no way of expressing distaste on Facebook other than punching the screen, which is expensive in both medical costs and new computers. But now, soon, you'll be able to press dislike, so Facebook will instantly become a mess of undifferentiated rage.
Yeah. There's already so much rage.
I don't
rage
know
out
if we're
there.
Ready for, to lose the untrammeled wave of positivity that is
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually,
it's already like it's like the green river of slime under the city in Ghostbusters.
Right.
You know, where they're like, that's all the anger and stuff. Like, it's all just on Facebook now.
You know what's interesting is that they say that they're going to do this. Facebook has been around for a decade, but they're going to do this finally, but they're still not ready. It's going to take some months because Facebook engineers haven't quite figured out how to turn the thumb up 180 degrees. All right, Steve, here is your last quote.
I thought they'd be impressed by it.
That was a 14-year-old boy named Ahmed Muhammad who sadly was quite wrong about the reaction when he brought what to school?
A homemade clock.
Yes, indeed, his clock. Like all 14-year-old boys, Ahmed likes to sit around by himself in dark rooms and tinker. So, as a way of making an impression in the first few weeks of high school, he made a homemade digital clock and brought it to school, and his plan worked. Now everybody knows who he is. Ahmed was questioned by police, handcuffed, and suspended for 3 days. Why? Because they kept asking him what it was, and he kept saying, it's a clock, and couldn't offer, in the words of the police, a, quote, broader explanation. Something like, you know, it's a clock, you morons. So in Texas...
It's a clock for telling time with.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, so time is linear, and it starts...
Yes. It'd be great if
every
you sat
time
there...
this number goes up, another minute has passed.
Right.
And we're closer to death.
They're arresting in Texas a 14-year-old boy essentially because he would not speak in detail at length. We do not have enough prisons in this country to hold all the teenagers who will not talk to you. You know... And I'm sure Ahmed is a very nice kid, but you know, he got home from what must have been the worst day of school that anybody has ever had. And his parents said, so, how was school? And he was like,
okay. But you know what? It's also like the cops have only seen, like, James Bond movies from the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, or, like, Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons.
Right, because they think that this is a bomb-like... thing.
Well, I am going to be, I don't know where this puts me, but I will tell you that I saw, you know, this thing exploded on social media.
Wrong word.
Yep.
Too soon.
Yep. Absolutely.
And, and I'm like, this is terrible. This 14-year-old kid brings a clock to school, and they think he's like a bomber. And then they tweeted a picture of his clock, which was in a case with lots of wires leading
right.
hither and to, and I'm like, that kind of looks like a bomb. And it really didn't help that the way Ahmed designed it is you're like, when the alarm goes off, you stop it by snipping the green wire.
I like that the foreign press is referring to him as Clock Boy, which is, it just sounds like an incredibly punctual superhero.
Yeah. It's like, when will Clock Boy? Oh, he's here. That's right. Bill, how did Steve do on our quiz?
Perfect score.
That's great.
Congratulations. Well done, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.